You ever notice like how a smile can feel like totally different depending on where you see it? Like, picture this. You're at a party and someone flashes you a grin and you grin back good vibes all around. But then imagine that same grin like at a funeral. Totally different feeling, right? Well, turns out you're not imagining things. There's actual science behind how the situation like totally changes how we see a smile.
It is fascinating how our brains don't just like process smiles in a vacuum, right? We're constantly taking in information from the environment, the people, the overall vibe, and all of that feeds into how we interpret a smile.
Okay, so let's dive into this. We're looking at a study called The Reciprocal Relationship Between Smiles and Situational Contexts. Honestly, the title alone had me hooked. What's the mission for our deep dive today?
So we're going to unpack how context changes how we see smiles, but also how smiles can actually change how we see the situation. Plus, we'll explore why you should care about this in your everyday life.
It's like smiles have this like hidden power we don't even realize.
Absolutely.
But before we get to that, the study starts by like digging into this idea that not all smiles are created equal. So tell me more about that.
So the researchers use something called the Sims model, which breaks down smiles into three main types: reward affiliation and dominance. Each type serves a different social purpose and involves distinct muscle activation patterns.
So reward smiles, those are like those genuine feel-good grins we all know and love. What about those other two? What makes them different?
So you can think of affiliation smiles as the, hey, I'm friendly and approachable smiles. They're all about creating those social bonds. But dominant smiles, those are where things get interesting. They're about asserting status, and they often have specific telltale signs.
Like what? Give me the details.
So instead of a full-face grin dominance, smiles often involve raising just one corner of the mouth, almost like a smirk. You might also see like a raised upper lip or a wrinkled nose.
Ooh, I know exactly the kind of smile you're talking about. It's less about warmth and more about like power, right? So how did the researchers like test how context plays into all of this?
So in their first study, they showed people videos of those three types of smiles: reward affiliation and dominance. But here's the clever part. They placed each smile on different backgrounds.
I'm already intrigued. What kind of backgrounds are we talking about?
They chose backgrounds to evoke different social situations: enjoyable, polite, or negative. Think a sunny beach scene versus a formal office meeting versus, well, a garbage dump.
Okay, you get the picture.
Seeing where they're going with this.
Yeah.
Clever. What did they find?
The big takeaway was that the exact same smile was judged totally differently depending on the background. For example, a smile on that sunny beach scene was rated as more genuine and joyful compared to that same smile placed on, say, the image of a garbage dump. So the context is almost like a filter on how we see a smile. It can make it seem warmer or more sincere or even a little shady. And that raises an important question for all of us, like how many times have we misjudged someone's smile based on where we saw it? Or on the flip side, how many times have we like unconsciously used our own smiles to try and influence a situation? That is such a good point. It's like that saying, it's not what you say, it's how you say it. But in this case, it's like, it's not just the smile, it's where you smile. Has your opinion of someone's smile ever changed based on the situation? Think back to some specific examples. We're already making you think. But hold on, because this is just the beginning. The researchers took this idea even further in their next study.
This is where things get even more interesting.
Ooh, I like where this is going. I can't wait to hear more about it after the break. Okay, so you mentioned things were about to get more interesting. I'm all ears.
So this time, they flipped the script. Instead of focusing on how context changed our perception of smiles, they looked at whether a smile could actually change our perception of the situation.
Hold on. So they were testing if smiles could influence how we see the entire context. That's wild. How did they set that up?
They showed participants various images depicting different scenarios, like that beach scene we talked about, an office meeting, even a street protest. But here's the twist: they superimposed different types of smiles on the people in those images.
So instead of changing the background, they changed the smiles. Clever. What do they learn from this?
They found that smiles did, in fact, influence how people perceive the situation. For example, remember that beach scene?
Yeah.
Participants rated it as significantly more polite when a reward smile was present on the person in the image. But when an affiliation smile was added, they actually rated the scene as less polite.
Wait, that's so interesting. Even though we typically think of affiliation smiles as friendly and approachable, they actually made the situation feel less polite in this case.
Why?
I wouldn't have predicted that.
It's a great example of how nuanced this whole thing is. It suggests that our brains are constantly weaving these subtle cues into our overall understanding of social situations, even if we're not consciously aware of it.
This is making me rethink every smile I've ever given and received.
Yeah.
So what does this mean for us in our everyday lives? Is there something we should be doing differently?
Well, it highlights the fact that smiles are more than just expressions of emotion.
Okay.
They can actually function as powerful tools that shift perceptions, influence how we judge others, and even color how we experience a situation.
This all makes me wonder if I should be more mindful of the smiles I'm giving out.
Right.
And maybe try to decipher the ones I'm getting a bit more carefully.
Are
you saying we should all become smile strategists?
It's not necessarily about being calculated, but it does emphasize the importance of being more aware of the smiles we give and receive.
Okay.
They carry a lot more weight than we might realize.
That's such a great point.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've seen how context changes our view of smiles and how smiles can change our view of the context. But I have a feeling there's more to this story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does this smile power always work its magic?
You're right to question that. There's a fascinating caveat to all of this. In that second study where they manipulated the smiles, the researchers found that the effect of the smile, its ability to influence perceptions, was much weaker, sometimes even absent when the background image was negative.
So let's say they put a big beaming smile on someone in that garbage dump scene.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really change how people felt about the overall situation.
Exactly. It seems like in those cases, our brains prioritize the negative context over the smile.
Huh?
Almost like they're saying, okay, I see you smiling, but this is still a garbage dump. I'm not buying it.
That's a really intriguing finding. Why do you think that is? Why wouldn't a smile always be able to override a negative situation?
There are a couple of possible explanations. One theory is that our brains have a harder time processing information that seems incongruent. A beaming smile in a negative or threatening context just doesn't compute as easily.
So it creates a kind of dissonance.
Right.
Like our brains are struggling to reconcile those two conflicting pieces of information.
Precisely. Another possibility is that in threatening or negative situations, our survival instincts take over.
Okay.
Our brains might actually prioritize processing the potential danger over those more subtle social cues.
So it's like our brain is saying, who cares about a smile? There's a fire. Run.
Exactly. And it's a really interesting finding that opens up a lot of questions about how our brains prioritize information in different contexts.
Right.
What other situations might cause our brains to tune out important social signals because they're deemed less critical in that moment? And what does that mean for how we communicate and connect with each other?
I'm already thinking about situations where maybe I missed a key social cue because my brain was focused on something else entirely. Okay, before we get too lost in thought, I want to make sure we touch on one more important point.
Okay.
It's important to remember this was like a controlled study.
Right.
Real life is a lot more complex than a photo or video with a smile like slapped on it, right?
Absolutely. There are so many other factors at play in real world interactions.
Yeah.
But even with that in mind, these findings offer valuable insights into how our brains decode social information and make sense of the world around us.
So we've learned that smiles are more than just showing our teeth. There are these complex social signals that are deeply connected to the situations we're in.
And it's not a one-way street. Context shapes how we interpret smiles, and smiles can actually shift our perception of the context itself.
Right.
It's a dynamic process.
Like a constant dance between what we see and how we feel.
Exactly.
So tell me, what are the key takeaways here? What do you hope people will walk away understanding better?
I think the biggest takeaway is that we should all pay more attention to the smiles we encounter and consider the context surrounding them. Is it a reward smile, an affiliation smile, or maybe one of those dominant smiles we talked about? And how does the situation, the environment, the other people, the overall vibe influence how those smiles come across?
This has been such a fascinating deep dive. You know, the study focused on the visual context of smiles. But it's got me thinking, what about sound? Do you think hearing something could change how we perceive a smile?
That's a great question. Imagine seeing a polite smile, but hearing a sarcastic tone of voice accompanying it. Would that completely change your perception of the situation? Probably.
It makes me wonder how all our senses work together to shape our understanding of these social interactions. It's like this whole hidden world of communication we're not even aware of.
Exactly. We're only beginning to scratch the surface of understanding how senses, social cues, and context all intertwine to shape our social interactions.
So to our listener, the next time you're out and about, pay close attention to the smiles you see and the situations that shape them. Think about what those smiles might be communicating and consider the context that might be influencing your perception. Keep those brains buzzing, and we'll catch you on the next deep dive.